Hello, Ventura. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And again, we're live today, so give us a call, 650-1590. We have tons of stuff to give away. What are we giving away?
We have all kinds of things to give away today. We have gift certificates from the Greek. We have backpacks filled of all kinds of goodies from Girls on the Air. We have free shoes. Sushi, I cannot talk today.
Sushi.
And sliders from Ventiki. What a fun place that is.
Oh, that is so fun.
Oh my gosh, the drinks are to die for there. And we have Bundt Cake certificates for Nothing Bundt Cakes.
So give us a call, 650-1590. We'll put your name down, your number, then we'll pick what you're going to get. Or tell us what you want. Maybe we'll just give it to you anyway.
You never know.
650-1590. We're also going to be giving away these great books. We have Lynn, is it Drowl or Drowley, on the show today. She owns a consignment store here, and she is going to be talking about her consignment store, a new consignment store downtown. And but she also wrote these great books on buying and selling on eBay. And she's called herself the Queen of Auctions. So this should be fun. And she's giving away her books. So give us a call if you want one of these great books, 650-1590.
Yeah, it's actually really lucrative to buy and sell stuff on eBay. I mean, if you know what you're doing and you can have some place to store your stuff and then be able to ship it out, she does an amazing job.
Well, we'll hear from her the secrets on how she found wealth, hopefully, in this business, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to have her on the show.
So we are brought to you by Century 21, the real estate leaders in real estate, serving the community for 30 years. CSMC Mortgage, it's our new mortgage company, and they're very, very on top of their game. They have products that we've never heard of from other companies, right? And so this is their phone number, 805-212-7878. 212-7878. Give them a call and tell them you heard about them here on Girls on the Air.
It's actually a hotline. So if you have any questions regarding mortgage services, that 212-7878 is a line that you can get your questions answered and learn about their different products that they have in order to make it easy to buy a home.
What a great experience, too. So many people just have a quick question, you know, what would my mortgage be if I'm paying, you know, $300,000, I'm putting 20% down. So give them a call. That's what they're there for. You don't have to, you know, tell them your credit, tell them your personal history. Just ask them some questions. But make sure you told them that you heard about them here on Girls on the Air.
Exactly.
Okay, so busy week. We did the Latino Business Expo. That was fun.
At the fairgrounds. So it was Thursday evening at the fairgrounds, and it was completely packed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
because they're giving away everything.
Out.
Everything from condoms to
food,
bottle openers, beer,
tequila.
Yeah.
There was just all kinds of things there.
Candy.
And the good news is they were all local businesses. They all support everyone in our community, and they are all related to the chamber, either in Oxnard, Ventura, or Camarillo. Mm-hmm. And it was a great event.
Now, how many bags did we give out?
We gave over 100 bags away.
Our purple little cute bags we gave filled with stuff. So that was fun. We met a lot of people.
We actually met the cutest little gal, I tell you. She was listening to our show when we had the photographer on a couple weeks ago. And she won one of his photographs. Mm-hmm. And she just had to come by to say, I really enjoy your show. I love what you guys do. And thank you. She said, it is the most gorgeous photography I have ever seen.
It's
and she
amazing.
Was so grateful. So thanks for listening. We appreciate all of you as well.
We appreciate all of our listeners. In fact, we've had a lot of interest since our last show about the horrible stabbing murder down at the Promenade. And we had someone who was in the day before, she was in Oxnard at the train station, and she was actually threatened by the suspect, who then, you know, the next day she sees him on the air news and sees that he's been arrested for a murder. And, you know, poor thing. So she poured her heart out to us. And we've had a lot of people comment and call in. Some people were saying that, you know, maybe Oxnard PD didn't do their job. But we're saying Oxnard PD, we believe, did talk to that suspect and did bring him in, we think. And that was part of her frustration, is she couldn't figure out what happened to him after he was brought in, we think, to prison, or jail, I should say. And so since then, we've had a lot of interest, a lot of comments, a lot of inquiries about the police and, you know, what's going on here at the Promenade. And we're going to follow that. I mean, what have you heard, Karen?
Well, actually, I was actually in Maui last week, so I wasn't on the show last week, but I did field all of those calls and all of those comments, and our heart does go out to that family, and I just can't imagine even being in the restaurant and having that happen. But given that did happen, there's a lot of things that our community does for the homeless, and I'm part of that. I am on the board of directors for Project Understanding, and I see all of that firsthand. Some people are mentally ill, and we just, you know, with closing all of those mental facilities that we've had in the past, there's no place to house them.
Right.
And that's really the sad part, and we need to come to some kind of solution for that. I am a housing advocate. It's been my passion to end homelessness and end hunger in our community. And a few years ago, we had a community meeting at the Derby Club, and it wasn't that long ago. And we had a lot of people in the room that wanted to do something about that. And the homeless situation kind of died down for a little while. And it's kind of out of the wayside now. But I think...
What did you guys do?
We just had a meeting to say, what could we do to end this problem? And there was a lot of leaders in the group. There were a lot of people that wanted to be leaders in the group. And Peter Brown, who is our Oxnard and Ventura...
liaison?
Advocate, basically, okay. For the cities, was there. And... You know, maybe we need to do another one of those meetings to see, okay, this happened. Now what do we do? Because I think there's a lot of people that would get on board and, you know, solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. There's obviously concern, and, you know, there needs to be, and something needs to be done. And so hopefully in the future we'll, you know, get it figured out. And but again, keep your comments coming to us, because we like to delve into those and cover what people are talking about. And unfortunately, this is what they're talking about right now. And safety down on the promenade, you know, across Ventura, really. People love living here, and we need to keep it safe. And so, again, our heart goes out to that family. And hopefully, you know, something will change here pretty quickly.
Well, I think it's just going to be an ongoing problem, because we don't have the housing for mentally ill and homeless. And
people and love Ventura. I mean,
they
even,
do.
You know, homeless people, it's warm. You know, people are friendly here. And so, you know.
And we have a lot of services for homeless people. So, I think that's going to continue, but I think that a little more can be done, and I think it could be organized a little better. So we will have different organizations on in the next few weeks. We have them coming. We'll have Turning Point and Project Understanding and some of the other people, leaders in our community that actually help the homeless, and they have a different perspective on all of that. So stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about that in the next couple weeks.
That's right. And again, we are live today, so give us a call, 650-1590, 650-1590. We're giving away all sorts of great, fun stuff. Give us a call. So who do we have coming up? Exciting guest, Karen.
Well, coming up, we have Lynn from Lynn's Consignments downtown. She's a brand new business. We love to support women in business on our show. And she is also an author of several books that you're going to want to know about. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kahlua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m., all overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590 KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And in the house, who do we have today?
We have Lynn Drawley with us. She owns a consignment store downtown.
A new consignment store, right?
Yay!
Yay!
And we're so excited to have
it's called
you.
Lynn's Consignments.
Fun Home Furnishings.
Oh.
Yeah. Decorate with heart.
When did you move in and when did it open?
I moved to Ventura on February 14th.
Okay.
And
okay.
My store opened on March 1st.
Wow.
Wow, you were busy.
You think?
Where are you from?
I raised my kids in Coachella Valley, Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it's all brand new down there.
Oh,
everything
yeah?
is new.
Oh, yeah? And so why Ventura and
you
why
know,
now?
Well, it's interesting. I ran my grandma's antique store for 10 years in Bellingham, Washington. She had an antique store for 52 years. So I grew up with her, learned so much. She fell and broke her hip. I had just gotten my MBA at USC, and she called and she goes, "Can you please come up and run the store?" I'm like, "Absolutely." So I gave up my like $50,000-$75,000 a year job to go and run my grandma's store for $10 an hour. Aww. It was the best thing I ever did.
Of Why? Course.
Because I love my grandma, and I learned so much, and we got to expand the business. We redid the whole store. We started selling Beanie Babies in the store, made a
Used
fortune.
Ones.
No, we got an account from Ty Warner at the gift show. And I said, "Grandma, I've been reading about these in People magazine." She goes, "Place the maximum order." That was my grandma. She's like, "Go for it."
Okay.
So we ordered $5,000 worth. And those Beanie Babies completely changed our business model.
Really?
Yeah, we had people lining up to
get
the
new
ones.
I know people collect them. I have 3 friends I know of that collect them.
Do they still collect them?
They still collect them.
And yep. because of that, my brother and I wrote a book about Beanie Babies, became Amazon.com's best-selling book about Beanie Babies for 1998 in pop culture. And then Scholastic approached us, and we wrote a book for Scholastic about Beanie Babies.
What's the deal with Beanie Babies? Why are they so hot?
They're not anymore. They're totally not.
Totally out, right? But what was
Something
the deal?
About
I mean,
have
I know
to...
what they look like and stuff, but what's the big deal?
A collectible craze where they'd retire it, and it was false inflated values, and people just went nuts.
Like Cabbage Patch dolls. Remember those things?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Or what was that little thing that Furby? Oh, God.
Was that popular?
That was that little, I don't know. I went to some, you know, Thanksgiving Day, whatever, the black sale for my niece so many years ago, and I don't get it. But the
she,
only thing
she
I collect,
got a Furby.
Like, I like clothes. And, you know.
Well, it's probably no different than anything.
Right.
You know,
it's
I mean,
a
if you really.
It's a craze.
Yeah.
Some people do like all of that stuff, though. Anything that's the new trend they get into, huh?
Well, and I think some people think that it's going to be worth a
Fortune.
Lot of money someday.
It
What's
was all about
value.
Money.
Anything? Hummels?
Oh, God, no.
No, my grandma left me a bunch of those when she passed away.
Yeah, it's really sad. Everything that was, it's cyclical. My grandma always taught me cyclical. The stuff that was big in the 70s, the Hummels, the Yadro, the collector's plates, all of that's totally like
out.
Yeah, but there's still some good staples like Bing & Grondahl, Royal Copenhagen. Like the first edition Bing & Grondahl Christmas plate, $18.95, sells for $5,000. And that will always hold its value.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's certain ones that are still good. But it's funny to watch the trends because Hummels probably will come back in favor someday.
Wow.
No, I look at your face, Tracy.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where they are. But, okay, so you were in
kind
Washington.
Like
and then what happened
pants.
And what brought you here?
Oh, well, we lost our Ty Warner, the distributorship, because he wouldn't sell to antique stores anymore. Huh? So we started buying and selling on eBay. That was in 1998.
With grandma?
With grandma. totally changed.
Did she get it?
She was so excited. All the things I'd been trying to get her to throw away since I was like 3 years old. Old catalogs from Fenton and Candlewick and Imperial Glass. We were getting $100 for them on eBay. And I would tell her and she'd be like, yes. So all this stuff.
She
was
cute.
So smart. Oh, she was so cute. She was so smart not to get rid of it. And it brought in a lot of money.
Where do you keep it all? Do you have a lot of stuff at your house?
No, it doesn't take up that much room. I have 13,000 things listed on eBay.
Oh, my Lord.
My
and
gosh.
You guys have to come to my store. I'll show you where they are. They're okay. In the back of my store in a little tiny space. I had all of that.
From what to what? Give us an example of what you have on eBay.
Oh, my gosh. Anything from flatware. I sell a lot of spoons. There's one brand, Cristofle. It's French. I can sell a spoon for $100, $150, a stainless spoon.
Oh, wow. Goodness. I need silverware, but not that.
I sell anything. Silverware, coffee mugs, clothing, men's clothing. I like much better than women's clothing.
Why?
Because men are not picky and they'll pay big prices and they don't return stuff.
Of course.
No, they make us return it.
No, they don't. But they don't, Karen, they don't return it at all.
They just put it in the closet.
Yeah. And they're embarrassed probably. So,
yeah.
You know, so yeah, I sell anything I can make money on. And I did have my business in a 20 by 20 foot garage. I had every single thing in 400 square feet.
How does eBay work again? I mean, I did it a while ago, but you log on. Do you have like a username and
yes,
password?
Yes, you do. You have to have a username and a password, and you also have to have a PayPal account.
Okay. But so you log on,
yes.
And you can sell or buy?
Absolutely. Okay. Buying is great too.
Yeah, see that. You bid. Don't you have to outbid people?
There's also buy it nows. So, like when I shop for my kids, like they need something special, I only shop buy it now because I don't want to go through the whole auction thing.
Is that higher in price though?
Not necessarily, because a lot of buy it nows make a best offer. So I'll make an offer, and a lot of times I'll make a really low offer, and I get the stuff. So I shop a lot on eBay. So do my kids. My son gets like a package every other day. He's buying shirts and sweaters. See them.
And they're not all used. They're new.
A lot of his stuff's used. He doesn't care.
Can you find the stuff like from Amazon on eBay? Because I do Amazon all the time.
Well, what are you buying on Amazon? Like
everything.
Prime?
Yeah.
New stuff.
Yeah, new stuff. Perfume, clothes. I didn't buy this there, but
that's cute.
Shoes. Everything. Makeup.
I do Amazon Prime too for new stuff. But for unique gifts and if you want a bargain, eBay's the place.
Really?
Absolutely.
They mail it and is it covered? Like what if it breaks?
It's covered.
Wow.
I'm gonna
try that again.
Yeah, it's really a great marketplace. And I love it because like I'll sell something to someone. I can sell a coffee mug for $40 and the person's like, oh my God, it was my dad's favorite coffee mug. He broke it. You just made his day.
Aw.
And you know, people will pay to replace those memories.
What makes things so nice and so profitable or, you know, worth so much money, would you say?
Perceived value. My grandma always taught me it's perceived value. And so if I put a coffee mug on and price it at $50 or best offer, people think it's better than the exact same coffee mug that's $10 with free shipping.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing. They're like, oh, well, I want the better one for my gift. This one must be better.
Wow.
So when they come to your consignment store, how is that different? They get to walk out with it.
Yeah, it's really fun because we're still doing eBay in the back for the smalls. And in the front, you can't sell furniture on eBay. There's no way. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right. You can't ship it.
No.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah, we're not going to do that. But
no.
It's so fun because, like, today we sold a buffet, beautiful credenza. That went out. 5 minutes later, a truck pulls up with, like, three dressers, a Ralph Lauren sleek, cool dresser. It's amazing to me how it works because it's like you sell something and then it just comes in and goes out and comes
in
and goes out.
How do you get this stuff to sell? People donate or people sell it
to you? Oh, no, it's consignment.
50-50. So how does that work?
You bring it in. You get 50%. I get 50% of whatever it sells for. We price it together, and we put it out on the floor, and we have really cute little vignettes, like little room settings. So it's really, really – it's a fun store to shop in. I keep hearing, like, oh, my gosh, you have the coolest – we have some really cool stuff, you guys.
What if it doesn't sell?
After 30 days, it gets marked down 20%.
Okay.
After another 30 days, another 20%. By then, it's almost free.
Right. Right.
And on our price tags, you can see the original price when it comes in, and you can see the dates and when it's going to get marked down.
Okay.
So it's very interesting to watch the customer, the consumer, because some of them are like they're going to wait, and then when they wait, it's not there.
And
then,
so if you see it, you better buy it.
My grandma always, one of her favorite sayings was, the time to buy it is when you see it.
If you love
it's kind of like Costco.
It's true, because it will not be there the next time you go
back.
No,
it won't.
No, it won't. So it's very fun to watch because people are like, well, I think I'll wait till this date. I'm like, good luck. It's not going to be here.
So there's no guarantee.
No, a guy
can make a bid on it?
No, because
the consignment's different than eBay.
Yeah, the consignment's, you know what I mean? I'm protecting my consigners. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we stick to the prices. You know, after the 60 days, we can definitely talk. But most things are selling. So it's been a really fun time because you just never know what's going to come in.
Well, especially with everybody losing so many things in the fire.
Oh, that's true.
That they can go there and find something really nice that might have replaced something that did burn in the fire, and that makes it kind of nice.
It is, and it's sad, but it's also kind of happy because I've had probably 5 to 6 people come in and spend $1,000 to $2,000 and buy so much quality stuff and able to furnish their homes and replace things that they had lost, you know?
Nice.
And that's been really nice, and it makes me feel good. Like, I should be here doing
good for
this.
You.
Yeah.
Can you stick around?
Yeah.
We're going to take
a
quick break and come back. Let's talk more about her consignment store and your books. And we're giving away these books, these eBay books, right? 650-1590. Give us a call, 650-1590. So we will be back with Lynn Drolley when we come back.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a bundt cake or a bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com, or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage. Licensed by the NMLS ID 0202-1660. California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
Who are we brought to you by?
We are brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate. They are leaders in real estate serving our community for 30 years. And a new mortgage company in town called CSMC Mortgage. They are on top of their game with products and services that no other company has. So give them a call at 212-7878. That's 212-7878.
We're also brought to you by Nothing Bundt Cakes, Margaritaville, and The Greek.
Ventiki.
And the list goes on and on and on.
And we have a new sponsor, Lou LaRoe Clothing from Robin McAlpine's new home boutique.
Those are so cute. I have so many pairs of those.
Oh, they're so adorable. And they're so comfortable. Here we go.
I seriously, my black ones have holes. I've had them for like 5 years and I love every single second of them.
Oh my goodness.
And I should say our phone is blowing up right now.
It is.
It's just because people are calling in. We're giving away all sorts of stuff. But what we're giving away right now special is these books. Lynn Drolley is with us and she's the queen of auctions and she is a local consignment store owner, new consignment store owner. And tell us about these books you have and, you know, what they're about. And we're giving them away. So 650-1590. Go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. So it totally changed our business, my grandma's store. We started selling 100 to 200,000 a year on eBay. Uh-huh. And I still sell 100,000 a year on eBay.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Anyway, because of that, when my grandma passed away and we closed the store, I decided I could return to California and raise my kids. So I moved my kids to Palm Desert because I could afford it, and I did eBay and raised them for the next 16 to 18 years. And I have to tell you that I decided I wanted to write a book to honor my grandma.
Good for you.
Because she was such a big, wonderful person in my life. And nobody would care about that book, but they did care about eBay and some of the things I sold on eBay and the stories that relate back to my grandma. So these books are just fun little stories that show something that I found or something I inherited, what I paid, and then what it sold for, and then the backstory.
Give us one.
Oh my God. Can you hand me one of the books?
I've got three right now. Okay. We're giving them away. 650-1590.
This book has the things I sold for the most money in it. See this little bird right here?
Yeah.
I paid $2 at a thrift store. It was marked on the bottom, maker A.E. Crowell, Massachusetts. Actually, M-A-S-S. And I'm like, I had a feeling about it. Put it on eBay. Sold on Christmas Day for $2,051.
Oh, my gosh.
It was this big.
Oh, my gosh.
I was jumping up and down, running around the living room going, Merry Christmas.
So someone was looking for that bird.
Oh, this guy's a famous, famous carver. If you find a duck decoy by him, it's $400,000.
Oh, my gosh. How do you keep up with all this stuff? Do you just have an eye for it?
Well, I grew up ever since I was like born. I had to,
you knew about
I was working in my grandma's store. Yeah.
Okay.
And going to antique shows with her and all that. But I've learned too that it's not everything that's sold in her store that's selling on eBay, because now I'm selling flatware, stainless flatware, like Dansk. And Dansk is really good flatware.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of Oneida
D-A-N-S-K-E?
Patterns. D-A-N-S-K.
Okay.
And it's very mid-century looking and all that. Okay. But, yeah, the books have some really fun scores and some things I made mistakes on, because that's how you learn.
What'd you make a mistake on?
Oh, plenty.
I forget about that.
I haven't made a mistake.
So what's the funnest thing you ever sold?
Your favorite thing
you ever sold.
Okay, I was in a garage, and in the back, there was a framed piece of Disney art. And I was like, oh, this is cool. How much? $20. I bought it. And the lady goes, my mom was a cartoonist for Disney. And I got it home, and I looked at it. It was original art.
Oh,
and it was signed Walt Disney in the matting, and I researched it, and it had all like his famous group, his troupe. My son wanted it so bad; he was like eight then. He's like, "Mom, please, can I have it? Can I have it?" I'm like, "Nope, it's gonna be our mortgage." And it sold for $2,750.
Oh, wow!
And I went to Kinko's and I made a copy and I framed it for him.
There you go.
And you'll never know the difference.
Unless he listens to this show. Right?
No, he knows.
He knows now.
He's 21. It's in his room on the wall still.
How cute, though. So give us a call. We're giving away these books. Lynn Drolley's books. Give us a call. 650-1590. Now let's shuffle into the consignment store.
Let's do it.
So you have this brand new store opened when? March?
March 1st.
Okay. Where is it?
It is in the old Assistance League Bargain Box store. Do you guys know where that is?
I do.
On Main Street. Uh-huh. It's 1975 East Main Street. We're between Ventura High, Pete's Breakfast Place, and then Mai's Cafe and the Santa Cruz Market.
Yeah, okay. Right there.
So people really recognize it when I say the old Assistance League Bargain Box building. So it's 4,000 square feet, great front windows, blew out the carpets, stained the concrete floors, put up pegboard on the wall, silver metallic.
Nice.
The place looks so cool.
What are the hours and the days that's open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Okay.
And we stay a little later most evenings, but I'm looking for stuff.
What are you looking for? So you're always looking for stuff. Why? Because you have buyers. Sound like a realtor. You got buyers and sellers.
I got buyers and sellers.
We're looking for stuff.
I'm putting together buyers and sellers, just
there
like you guys do.
There you go.
So this is what we're low on right now. Ottomans. Oh my gosh, I need ottomans. People are looking for the round tufted fabric ones.
Oh sure.
And I cannot get them in. So I need things in really good condition. I will turn things away if it's not in good condition. We don't want to be a thrift store.
Okay.
So we're trying to keep it real clean. People come in and say it's clean, it's well lit, it's well priced.
Okay.
And that's the reputation we want to keep. Bar stools, rugs, area rugs, need area rugs. We need floor lamps. People are looking for floor lamps. Like
we just threw one away.
No, don't be doing that.
What?
Really? Yes. Chairs. I cannot sell dining room tables to save my life. I cannot. But I can sell chairs. All the chairs. I got in 8 chairs one day and another 8 chairs. We sold 12 in one day.
So, goodness.
Like, do you think people just don't want the conforming, the regular stuff now? They don't want the regular table with the matching chairs. They want the retro, kind of funky. I can see that.
Yeah, everyone's going like this whole new direction. And Ventura is very eclectic. So it's been a lot of fun. People are looking for tiny tables. If you have tiny little bistro tables, I can totally use those. That's what they want for these houses. I'm in Midtown.
So the houses are small.
Mm-hmm. So they want those kind of bistro tables. Patio furniture, mid-century modern.
Wow. Okay.
Think Pottery Barn, Williams Sonoma. That's what we're going for.
Well, I have a client right now who's moving, and so she's selling all of her stuff at her house. She should probably go by your store.
Is that the open house I went to?
Yes.
Her stuff's awesome.
Yeah.
I want
it. She's probably listening right now. Brandy, if you're out there.
That house was so cute.
So if she can't get rid of it, she can come talk to you.
Excuse me. She should come to me first.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell her. That is my store. When I walked in there, I'm like, this is what I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of
stuff. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
You know, as a realtor, we come across people that sometimes you need to get rid of every single thing in the house.
Right.
Everything. Either somebody's passed away or they're moving on or they're moving out of state and they can't take the weight with them. And so they need to sell everything. And a lot of times they have to sell it quickly.
I know.
Or what if there's a house that's just full of stuff? Will you go look at the house?
I don't have time. You guys, I am so slammed at
that
store.
So you have to bring it in. It has to come in.
Text me pictures.
Okay, we can do that.
Text me, email me pictures. I'll say I can take this piece, that piece. You know what I mean? And we've already overflowed into, I had 2 back garages in the back, another 400 square feet. We were already into that.
Wow.
So we are just like growing like crazy and it's so fun.
Do you ever give money up front? Like they say, you think this is going to sell, give me $100 now, or I don't know how that works.
I won't for furniture because I don't
want to get stuck with it. Probably.
Yeah, and that's not my market. But if they come in with a really nice set of Villeroy & Boch dinnerware or some stainless flatware that I can sell on eBay, I will buy it outright.
You'll buy it and then you'll go ahead and sell it.
And I sell it on eBay.
Very nice.
Doesn't work to do consignment on eBay because things that I list on eBay can take 1 year. They can take 5 years to sell.
Okay.
So I am prepared to wait with things because I know the value. It's not like a grocery store where your stock gets worth less over time. My inventory gets worth more over time.
Got it.
Because it's
valuable.
It's valuable. I'm buying good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm carrying higher end lines, the Villeroy & Boch dinnerware, the Royal Doulton dinnerware.
So is that what you have now? What do you have in the store that's special right now?
In the store? Mm-hmm. I have a horse, a racing horse from Ohio. His name's Harry. He came out by a private sprinter van from Rancho Mirage. My neighbor wanted me to have a showstopper in the front window.
This is a statue, like, or something.
It's from an amusement park ride.
Oh, how cool.
But it's a racing horse with
original. It's Kentucky Derby today, too.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, this is perfect. And he
out there and buy the horse today.
He's $5,000.
Oh,
he started out at $10,000, but now she paid $10,000 for him. He is that rare and beautiful, and she wanted me to have this showstopper. And trust me, I see grown men come from the beauty salon down the street in their capes with their hair all like getting colored, and they are like gawking at this horse in the front window. I'm like, come on in.
How fun.
It's really fun.
It's so free to go in and look around.
Oh, I mean, please do. And we usually make fresh popcorn every day, so we give out fresh popcorn. And the back doors are rolled up, so you can park in the back, come in the back. It's just a really fun place.
What if someone wants to come in, look at the store, but they want you to help them with eBay stuff?
No.
No, you don't do that? Too busy?
No. You know what? I've written a lot of books on how to do it. I have a website on how to do it.
Okay. That's what the books are for.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, give us a call, 650-1590. We're giving away these amazing books. Give us a call, 650-1590. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I heard you have written like 7 books.
I have. I wrote from...
How do you have time?
I don't really know how I have time. But see, I didn't have an open store then. I wrote for Wiley. I wrote the unofficial guide of how to sell on eBay. I wrote for McGraw-Hill, how to sell antiques and collectibles and make a fortune on eBay.
Okay.
I wrote these 4 books.
Do you go to estate sales?
I do. I went
you
to
probably
some
love it, right?
this morning.
Okay. Oh. That would be for eBay.
That's for eBay. Sometimes I buy stuff for the store, too. I bought some beer signs today that I'm going to put in the store.
Oh.
So it's kind of it's really fun now because I can buy bigger things.
Yeah.
In the past.
Because you can store them.
And I can display them. I didn't want to deal with, you can't ship a chair, but I can buy it now and put it in my store.
Oh, I see.
Very cool. So
super
I would
fun.
Say if you are half interested in any of this stuff, go to Lynn's Consignment. It looks It's amazing, and you will have a great time doing it. So
you
thanks
will.
So much for coming on the
Thank
show.
You guys
we
for having
enjoyed
me.
The
one
heck
more time.
Out of
give
you.
Us the address, okay. Location. Do you have a website?
Yes, lynsconsignments.com.
LYN N apostrophe or just,
no, just S.
S. Okay.
Consignments, mm-hmm. plural.com.
Okay.
And
that's
I'm,
the website.
That's the website. I'm at 1975 East Main Street.
Okay. And the hours
Tuesday
again?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Okay. And again, where can people find these books?
They're on Amazon. They're on eBay. They're on my website.
Give us the names of them. They're all.
The 100 best things I've sold on eBay. More 100 best things I've sold on Money Making Madness. The third 100 best things I've sold on eBay, ka-ching. And the fourth 100 best things I've sold on eBay, home run.
Okay.
Very
perfect.
Cool.
Again, we're giving away these books all hours, 650-1590. Thanks so much, Lynn.
Thank you, guys.
I want to go down to the store.
You guys are coming with me right now.
I'm excited. I'm excited for my clients, too. Like, they can
of
go
course.
Down. And, but she can't move it all down there. So she made, well, you were there. So she'll just take pictures and show you what she has.
Yeah, and then I've got some guys that I can get to move it. She'll have to pay them, but they're really reasonable. I have a guy that just does it for fun.
Oh.
Because he's like, you're keeping me busy. I'm having the best time.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good, Lynn. Thank you. Welcome
Thank
to Ventura.
And, I love it here.
And I can't wait to help you find a house in about a year. Me and Karen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's coming up, Karen?
Well, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about Proposition 60.
We're actually
going to
talk about real estate because we are real
we
women
are
in
real estate. And then we're going to talk about some properties that we have coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right. Stay tuned. We will be right back after this. Sorry. Let's talk about
Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and text solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe, the best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. And who are we brought to you by, Karen?
We're brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate. They are leaders in real estate, serving our community for 30 years. And also CSMC Mortgage, a new mortgage company in town. And they have a lot of different programs that they are exclusive to them. So call them at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Just to ask a question.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a hotline, so
they're
no
not
going to
run your credit. They're not going to, you know, ask
no,
what
they're
you
just
make.
Gonna, they're just going to help you make a good decision
just
for yourself.
Just make sure you told them you heard it on Girls on the Air.
That's right.
We've had an exciting show. Lynn with Lynn's Consignments was here, and she's been giving away these great eBay books sold on eBay, the 100 best things, the number 200 best things, and she's great. She owns a new store downtown called Lynn's Consignment. It's furniture down on Main Street. She's been great. Give us a call, 650-1590. We're giving away these great books and a lot of fun. So
yeah,
now
fun.
Let's do what we do best, real estate, right? Do you have any new listings?
I do. I have a great little property. It is 11408 Beechnut Drive in Ventura. It's off of Citrus, off the east end of Ventura. It's 6499. And it is a four-bedroom, three-bath, two-story. It's only 2 years old. It's in Orchard Lane, which is the collection out off of the east end of Ventura. And it shows like a model home. It is absolutely stunning, gorgeous. Granite countertops, hardwood floors, stainless appliances, has a loft upstairs, separate tub and shower in the master with a walk-in closet that's completely decked out and beautiful. And a little sitting room. So absolutely gorgeous property. It'll be open tomorrow from 1 to 4.
Okay, and I have 1090 Gilbert, which is in the Cape. It's a great tri-level condo, three-bedroom, three-bath, all wood floors, brand new microwave in there. It's awesome. And brand new master bath. So it's upgraded. And it'll be open tomorrow from 2 to 4. Vicky Breeze with our company will be holding it for me. Open 2 to 4. It's just under $500,000. So it's great. You know, you have a three-bedroom place in Ventura for under $500,000. Where can you find that, right?
Exactly.
1090 Gilbert. You know, go over there. Check it out. It's really, really nice. What else?
I also have a vacant lot. It's at 196 Knob Hill Lane. And it is... was affected by the fire. It has been cleared. It has been tested. We have all of the different reports done on that on that property. And it had a 3,500 square foot, one-story house on that property with a three-car garage and still had a very large backyard with ocean and island views. So that's a great deal on the market for $525.
Do you still have Harvard?
I sold Harvard. Yay.
Did it close?
It's not closed yet, but it's a very solid offer.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, that was a great
very
one.
Solid. That was a great deal. That actually made money before anybody bought it. And
good
so
for you. Good
they
for
did
you.
A, they did a good job
I have a
by
great
getting that property.
Single family home coming up on Cameron in Santa Paula. It's a four bedroom, two bath. It's going to be about just under $500,000. Great home. It's about 1,700 square feet. Got AC. Brand new water heater, brand new furnace, really nice. That'll come on in about a month. What else do you have, Karen?
I have a duplex coming up.
Oh, good.
It is two units. One is upstairs, downstairs, and then one is one story. And that is going to be up off the avenue. It will be on next week. We haven't come up with a price yet, but we're close.
Duplexes are hot.
And duplexes, it probably will sell before actually hitting the market. I'm going to try to put it on the market before it sells, but I have a list of people that already are interested in it and people that are calling me. So if you are interested in knowing about that duplex before it goes on the market, please give me a call, 805-320-0225.
All right. So now what are we discussing today about? Got some real estate
well
topics.
There's so realtors in our state have been actually collecting signatures for the Property Tax Fairness Initiative, and what that is it removes the moving penalty for seniors, disabled, and anybody that's been a victim of a natural disaster. So
moving penalties, what would, why
well,
would you?
Well, the moving penalty is if you have Proposition 13 property tax, you can only move once. So under the current law, homeowners 55 years of age and older can transfer their Proposition 13 property taxes only one time to a replacement home located in the same county, and only if the purchase price for the replacement home is equal or less than the sales price of the original residence. So homeowners can transfer that property tax only if the county that they're moving to...
This is a where they live. It's their permanent residence. So it's not a 1031 exchange.
Not a 1031 exchange, no. It's Proposition 13, and it's a lower property tax than what anybody else pays. And what that means is if you were moving from Ventura and you wanted to move to Santa Barbara County, and Santa Barbara County did not cooperate with transferring that property tax and keeping your Proposition 13 status, mm-hmm. then you would have to pay regular property tax when you move to that other county. So what this, what they'd like to do is get the Property Tax Fairness Initiative on the ballot in November, and it would allow homeowners 55 or older to transfer their property tax and to buy a home at any price located anywhere in the state for any number of times.
That would be great.
Yeah. So
you don't get penalized for buying up.
Or down.
Right.
So
that sounds great.
What's really cool about it is when we were collecting the signatures for the initiative originally, we came across seniors that haven't been in their upstairs of their house in years. They no longer can get upstairs
or
living in their downstairs.
Because they're afraid of being penalized.
Well, they don't want to lose that Proposition 13 tax mm-hmm. base. Mm-hmm. So it really is almost like I can't sell my house because I don't want to pay more in taxes. And it causes them to have to live there for a long time. This initiative will actually allow people to buy a home at any price, located anywhere in the state.
So has you don't stay in California.
Though. Has to stay in California, and they won't lose that Proposition 13 tax.
So where is it now? People are just signing up for it, or where can people find out more
actually,
about it?
Well, actually, realtors gathered over 1 million signatures to get the initiative on the ballot in November.
Okay.
And so you'll start hearing more and more about this because you'll want to vote for it on the ballot in November to make sure that it passes so that people can do that.
How much does it have to pass? 50% or more? Or?
You know, I don't know that number.
Okay, we'll find out more about that.
Yeah.
Well, so, that sounds like a no-brainer to me, but
I would think it would be. But
what are the opponents saying? Like, what are they saying is bad? Why would
Well, what's bad is they get to keep their Proposition 13 tax base versus paying the regular standard property tax base.
Okay.
So that's the difference.
Okay.
So people that have owned their homes for a long time are under that Proposition 13. They don't want to lose that tax base.
I got you. Wow. Okay. So what else do we have? Real estate.
Well, real estate, we have
a new phone number for Doug for CSMC, which is our new mortgage company. And give us the phone number again so you can call. It's not 800, it's 805?
No, it's 805-212-7878. That's the hotline.
212-7878.
And that's for CSMC Mortgage.
Do you call and leave a message and they'll call you back?
You can, absolutely.
Okay, that's great.
It's a direct line.
Okay.
So you can call and ask a credit question. You can call and ask about any kind of loan product that they may have. Even if you're just selling your house and you want to know how much do I qualify to buy the next one.
Yeah, tell them what you make.
It's just a hotline. It's a informational hotline.
Which is great because sometimes you just want a quick answer. You don't want to sit down and tell your life story. You just want a quick answer. If I'm going to buy a home for $600,000, I've got 20% down. I think I have good credit. You know, just call this hotline, get a quick answer, and then you can sit down when you get serious and you know, do an application and all that kind of stuff. So that's good. That'd be really good. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. What are we going to have when we come back?
Coming up, we have all the fun things to do in our community when we come back, so stay tuned.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength. .com or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundt teeny, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and text solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com, 805-232-3422.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage. Licensed by the NMLS ID 0202-1660. California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878. What doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Stand a little tall. Welcome back. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590 KVTA. Happy Cinco de Mayo. What are we thinking?
I know, right? It's time to party.
Party right after the show, huh?
Speaking of parties, my nephew is turning 40 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yay, happy birthday, dear. We love you.
That's great. So go have some margaritas for Cinco de Mayo and the Derby's today, right?
And the Derby's
today.
It hasn't
run yet. No.
I don't think so. I don't know what time it starts, but...
We had Lynn with Lynn's Consignments in, and with a great new store on East Main, 1975 East Main. She's also written about 6 or 7 books about making money on eBay, and she's giving them away today. So give us a call, 650-1590. We only have a few left, and this is your last chance to get these free books. They're awesome. Making money on eBay, and she owns the consignment store downtown. So if you go by, tell her that you heard it about it on Girls on the Air, 1975 East Main Street. She buys and sells, helps you sell your stuff, and so sounds really nice. I have a lot of people who she can probably help. So thanks again, Lynn. You were great, and give us a call, 650-1590. Okay, so what is happening?
So we've got lots of fun things happening in Ventura. On May 11th, which is next weekend, the Boat Burger Throwdown is at Saviors Road in Oxnard. It's for the Real Guppy Outdoor Program, and we've had him on our show as well. He is a great guy that helps kids learn how to fish.
Oh.
And he does it all nonprofit. People help him buy all the gear for these kids. They feed them. They take them out for the day. And they teach them how to fish. So this is a Boat Burger Throwdown, May 11th from 6 to 8. And it is at the Order of Eagles at 4684 Saviors Road in Oxnard. And that's May 11th from 6 to 8.
All right. We also have the 2018 Ventura County Greek Festival, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Freedom Park at Camarillo Airport, The Ancient Art of Having Fun, Friday from 5 to 10, Saturday 11 to 10, Sunday 11 to 7. You can win $3,000 cash or other great prizes, live Greek music, folk dancing, imports, Greek food, pastries, kids' games and rides. Free admission with a $5 raffle ticket with purchase. Children under 12 are free. For info, call 805-482-1273 or go to www.vcgreekfestival.org.
That's a lot of fun. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the food is amazing. And Lynn was so funny. Lynn at the Greek is actually chairing this whole event.
Okay.
And she was trying to encourage people to volunteer, and she's like, I'll teach you how to make Greek food. So lots of people were like, that sounds like a great idea. So don't miss that. That's June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Camarillo Airport. Also, the California Strawberry Festival is getting ready to come back to Oxnard. That's May 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's at Strawberry Meadows at College Park in Oxnard. There'll be great food, everything made of strawberries. That's a very fun event, and people come from all over to our community to participate in that. So, pretty cute little poster.
Totally.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have an open house tomorrow. Tell about your open house.
I do. I have an open house at 11408 Beechnut Street in Ventura. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, two-story, 2 years old orchard collection. It is absolutely shows like a model. It is gorgeous.
How much?
It is $649.99.
Nice. That won't last.
It won't.
And I have 1090 Gilbert open tomorrow, Sunday, from 2 to 4. Vicki Breeze will be hosting it from Century 21. Fun open house. It's 1090 Gilbert in the Cape. Really nice tri-level, three-bedroom, three-bath condo. It's wonderful. So what else do you have?
The other thing I have is I'm doing a moving and downsizing seminar. It is at Clearwater at River Park. It's the new buildings for assisted living. And it is Tuesday, May 15th, from 10:30 to noon. I will be giving some statistics that day. Lorraine will be doing some transition talk. And they'll be giving tours of the Clearwater at River Park. So that's Tuesday, May 15th, from 10:30 to noon. It is an exclusive event. You do need to make reservations. So call 366-3446 if you are interested in attending that seminar. It will be great.
All right. That's great. So I think that wraps it up for our show today.
Yes. Anything happy else? Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Happy Derby Day, too. So we will see, or we'll be back next week.
We will.
Have a great week.